From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel, and we'll begin this hour with today's decisions from the Supreme Court.
Two cases involving the display of the Ten Commandments on government property are getting lots of attention. By a 5-4 vote, the court ruled that two counties in Kentucky violated the constitutional separation of church and state. The counties had displayed the commandments in their courthouses. In the other case, the justices ruled that Texas can keep a commandments monument. That monument sits on the grounds of the state capitol in Austin.
We're going to take an in-depth look now at other actions by the court today, and we'll begin with a ruling on file sharing.
The court ruled that file sharing networks run by Grokster and Streamcast are liable for copyright infringements by computer users. The unanimous decision gives a boost to efforts by the music and film industries, which say such networks are deliberately closing their eyes to copyright violations. But supporters of the so-called peer-to-peer sharing say that since the Supreme Court simply sent the case back to a lower court for trial, they will keep fighting, and they say that file sharing is alive and well. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
According to Hollywood, this decision is a slam-dunk, over-the-top, unanimous win for the contention that file-sharing is simply theft by another name. Mitch Bainwall is CEO of the Recording Industry Association of America.
The court on this day, that ironically is also about the Ten Commandments, spoke with great clarity and spoke to the culture, not just to the law, when it said, "Thou shalt not steal."
Two lower courts had ruled against Hollywood, saying that music and film companies could not sue Grokster for copyright theft being committed by Grokster users. But the Supreme Court disagreed and said Grokster and its technological cousin Streamcast are responsible because these companies actively encouraged users to steal music and movies. At the center of the court's decision was the 1984 Sony Betamax ruling. Then Hollywood tried to block sales of video cassette recorders, saying they would be used for piracy. Grokster sought protection behind the Sony ruling, saying that Grokster was like a VCR. People used it for different purposes. Donald Verrilli, who argued the case for Hollywood, says the court made it clear that the intent of the network must be above board.
But you can't build a business where the point of the business is to promote copyright infringement, promote the taking of somebody else's property.
But the decision only sends the case back to the district court for a trial that never happened, because Grokster won on summary judgment. And Grokster attorney Michael Page says the Supreme Court has given him a handbook on how to win his case.
As long as you don't actively encourage people to infringe copyrights, providing tools that can be used to infringe will be legal.
The High Court was clearly convinced that Grokster did induce infringement. Justice David Souter cited an internal Streamcast email written just before a court shut down Napster, an earlier file-sharing system. The email said, quote, "We have to put this network in place so that when Napster pulls the plug on their free service, we will be positioned to capture the flood of their 32 million users that will be actively looking for an alternative," end quote. Grokster supporters say this focus on intent will create a huge amount of uncertainty for innovators. Speaking at a news conference, Fred Van Lohman of the Electronic Frontier Foundation said this standard would create an impossible burden for companies that are trying to invent the next iPod or the next piece of innovative software.
By focusing on intent, the Supreme Court really has opened the door to lawyers asking to see the notes of engineering meetings, the plans of marketing departments, the emails of technology company executives.
Van Lohman said inventors will now stop and ask themselves whether they could face a potentially fatal lawsuit by copyright holders. Copyright owners said they hope the ruling would encourage file-sharing companies not to shut down, but to go legit by paying royalties to the music and movie industries. Neil Portnow, president of the Recording Academy, which sponsors the Grammys, says people are already moving in this direction.
And the fact of the matter is that there are so many legitimate systems now where consumers can get their music and pay for it, and folks that create it can be compensated.
Grokster and other companies say they're already moving in that direction. With this decision, they may have to move a bit faster. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.